there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow Rob and me on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We got TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, coming up at the bottom of this hour. And then, of course, shop talk as we do every Wednesday. All right, we are
just some
moments away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You mentioned shop talk, so I was saying, I want some government cheese. Can you help me out?
I thought he was going to play my laugh, even though it was very undeserving of my laugh. But... That's Jonas Knox, folks.
Wow.
Right there.
You're passing that off on Jonas. We need to call Jonas.
Well, that's why I was impersonating Jonas.
We're going to call Jonas so Jonas can say, you know, like, wow, you're going to do me like that? Like I'm a hyena? Like I'm just a laugh track for Rob
Parker?
You think
he'll say Rob was just really funny?
Just, right. He knows good comedy.
Rob was just on a roll that night.
Right. He knows comedy when he hears it.
Yeah, all right. All right, anyway, Rob, some of the games have leaked out, as we said last hour, and they're going back to London, and I bet you know one of the teams is going to be there.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
Because the last, before COVID, Chris, they had two games of their eight home games that were going to be in London, and which is ridiculous. I think if they could get one on Mars, they would too. But yeah, they're going back to Europe, and the NFL's hell bent in trying to expand their market, but they've tried.
Well,
they've tried
trying
for
to
years.
Help Jacksonville get some freaking fans. But here's the two games: New York Jets against the Atlanta Falcons, and the Miami Dolphins against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, you know what's so bad about this? Right off the rip, Chris, forget about Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer and all that.
What?
They picked four non-playoff teams. Think about that. They're sending.
Right.
They're sending
I
the bottom.
Dolphins are fine, but you're right.
No, but I'm just saying, look at what they're sending to Europe.
I agree.
You can't sell your product, Chris, when you're not giving people the creme de la creme and the best of
the
best.
Rob, don't you? I hear you and I agree, but I'm going to be honest. Do they even know the difference over there?
Yes, they do.
Really? They're going to know the difference between seeing Tua. I mean, I get it. Mahomes certainly.
If you had Patrick Mahomes and the Cowboys. If they had Patrick Mahomes and the Cowboys playing in Europe or Tom Brady, trust me, they would know that they would know those names. I'm just saying, you're putting like a bad product out there.
I don't know that they know what good football is.
Well, but they're putting a bad product out there. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, Dolphins, look, Jags, you got Trevor Lawrence. You might have Tim Tebow.
Could you see me throw up in my mouth?
But no, I mean, I just wonder if they even know what good football is. I get that you're saying I'm sure they know Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes. So yeah, they'd be more hyped to see these big names. But do they really know the difference between good and bad football? I'm not sure. You brought it up, Robin. Let's go there. The NFL has tried to expand overseas. Wasn't there? There was a league over there, World Football League or something like that.
Chris, there were
didn't make it.
A league? There've been two leagues over there,
and both have failed.
Yes.
So why? Well, why? Look, baseball obviously is huge over in Japan. Obviously, it's huge in South America and the Caribbean. Basketball is huge just about everywhere now. Why do you think? Football really isn't big. It's huge here. It's the king of them all here in America by far. But why do you think it has not been able to, you know, really capture the imaginations of fans throughout the world?
I think it's just what people have been brought up on. I think just like soccer is big around the world and people don't, you know, I'm not going to say nobody cares about it here, Chris. But
nobody
it's still,
does.
Well, I mean, they sell out and they
it's
have
a few
the,
people.
The league.
But I've been hearing, right? You know this. We've been hearing since we were 8 years old that soccer's the next big thing.
I was told that as a kid.
At 8 years old. Yeah, in 20, 25 years, it's going to be the most popular sport in America.
I was told that, and I'm older than you, and right. I never bought into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just didn't think that it was going to get to that point. I never felt that way. And I'm trying to look, Chris. I think it was, all right, the NFL was the World League of American Football. That was one, right? You remember that?
Right.
The World League of American Football. And then they tried it again, the NFL. And I can't remember. And then NFL Europe was another. They had two leagues.
Yep.
And
I
both of them
an
folded.
NFL Europe. Right.
Yep. They both folded. They both just didn't get any traction because it was minor league players who really weren't that good. If they were good and they were in the NFL. Again, it's
but
like
again,
the.
I don't think that matters. You really think if
no,
they
I think
sent
that matters.
Real legitimate NFL players over. Like, say they don't know the names because we're not sending over our. You know, it wasn't going to be an NFL team over there immediately.
Chris,
so whoever the minor leaguers were, they're not going to know. I don't think the level of play had anything to do with it. These
See,
are still
I,
really
I disagree.
Good players.
I still think that I think you're being like this is like the snobbish American. You can send anything over there. They don't know the difference, and it doesn't matter. That's like
they
that's
don't.
What you're saying.
I mean, they
no,
literally, I, do they know what? Rob,
it, I, Chris,
we,
if that
we
was
the
case,
Division One college football players over there. It's not like Division One college football isn't really good. It's just not as good as the NFL, but it's
Chris,
still really good football.
Yeah, I just think that it hasn't been a good product. And I think it's a combination. I said the first thing is like the soccer thing. They didn't grow up with it, so it's not a part of, you know, who they are. So I think that that's number one. But also, if you send over a bad product as well, the chances of somebody catching on or wanting to watch it, or it's just like the, what you call, and you just said it. Football's king in the United States. And every time they start up a new football league, let's play it right after the Super Bowl so we have football all year. Let's have a spring league so that we have football all year. And you know why those leagues don't fail? Because people want to see NFL football. They don't want to see minor league football. They don't want to see also-rans or guys who aren't as good. Nobody wants to see those. And they had national TV contracts. They had the backing of some big-name NFL people. And those leagues failed as well. I'm just saying.
But that I think, but Rob, the level of play in those, and you're right, we've talked about that before, how those leagues failed, the AAFL, whatever it was
whatever
called.
Whatever it was,
right?
they failed after week two. They couldn't even make the payroll.
The level of play, see, I don't think it's level of play. We look at them and say they couldn't make the NFL. And so we naturally don't give them any love. But they are at least as good and I guess probably better than the Division I NCAA football. But we love that. So I just think I don't think it's actually what you see on the field. Oh, they're no good, because they're as good as the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Georgia, or at least in that league. But we watch the NCAA football religiously. It's the second biggest sport next to pro football in America. So that's all I'm saying. I hear you don't have the big names, but.
All right, here's a story that was written about this on Y Leagues. I just happened to Google it, and I was interested. This was a story about it's NFL : why did NFL Europe fail? And one of the things that it lists in here, Chris, is that European fans are fussy, and it says that the caliber of play wasn't up to par. I'm just reading from the story. It says right here.
Right.
It says, like our American cousins, European fans are fussy. There is an array of great sport on offer in the continent. So if you're not giving me
other than soccer?
Well, they play other sports. I don't know what they all are, but they play cricket and whatnot. So anyway, it just says that if you're not going to watch the best, they're watching other stuff. They're like, I'm not paying something I don't feel is the best of the best. I think that's realistic.
If the ratings, and I don't know if it's in that article, do they show the NFL over there? Because
yeah,
they show the NFL, like, I mean, it's on television. And you can watch NFL games.
Oh, I'm sure there's a game of the week on Sky Television or something. I'm sure they know.
If they're watching them and they know who the really good teams are in the NFL, who the great players are, and then we send over, you know, the 29th and 30th best teams, okay, I'll go with that. But unless they're really watching NFL on TV, I don't see how they would really know the difference. Now, here, I got a theory, Rob. Football is a complicated sport. Soccer is the most popular sport in the world, and I understand their strategy and all that, but let's keep it real. Soccer is much simpler than football. Football is complicated, so if you don't know it and didn't grow up following it and watching it and being into it, it's a lot to digest.
Yeah, Chris, you're being what you call it.
No, I'm not, Rob.
Hear me.
Football is more complicated than soccer.
I'm not disagreeing, but there's a lot of people who are football fans every Sunday who don't know the game, Chris.
I'm not talking about knowing the game.
You can still watch and enjoy it without – you don't have to be a football coach.
Well, part of me also is – and I hear you on that, but part of me is talking about just even among, like, young, like, why aren't they playing it? Not just watching it, but why hasn't football caught on to where they're establishing youth leagues around the world? Now, I know I've talked to some people from Africa, and they said, look, and this is it's more expensive. I mean, you need the equipment, whereas basketball is not as expensive. Baseball, even, you need equipment, but not like football. So those are some things that could be factors. But I'm just saying football is a more complex sport.
I'm not disagreeing
than
with that.
Even basketball and baseball and soccer, of course. So that, I think that's an issue. And if you don't really know it, it can be intimidating. You know, like a lot of things you're not familiar with. And but so I think those are
you've been to Super
factors.
Bowl parties, and people are at the Super Bowl parties and right have no clue as to what's going on. Right?
Well, Rob, I'm not saying you got to be an educated fan to the point that you can really dissect the X's and O's and the different types of defenses and things like that. I'm just saying, and again, I'm thinking more of why hasn't it caught on to where people are playing it, not just watching it. And I think it is tough to just go and say, look, we're going to teach you the sport of football. Because if people aren't into it and it's not a part of the culture, it's going to take a lot to teach them how to play football. And so that's my opinion. I think that's a part of it. I agree with you. I mean, obviously, people, you know, we all have Super Bowl parties, and half the people there don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going on.
But it's just a party.
And guys, it ain't just females at the party.
Right.
It's guys who have no idea.
But I'm not even talking about knowing it on that level. I'm just talking about, you know, like I said, soccer is a much simpler sport. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. It just is. Like track and field. It's you run. You jump. It's a simpler sport. Doesn't mean it's not challenging and all that, but it is what it is. So I track and field, Rob, that's another sport that's much bigger around the world than it is here in America. Our sports are fairly complex. Baseball obviously has a lot of strategy. Basketball has a lot of strategy. And football has incredible amounts of strategy. So, you know, that's my opinion. You're saying I'm being
No,
the snobbish American.
I'm just saying, like, I just think that people know quality. I think that's what I guess that's my only real issue. It's not whether the game is complex. You're like saying, well, you should just send anything over there and that'll be good. No, I don't think so.
Well, it's NFL stuff. I think
there's a reason.
If I've never heard rap music and you give me some elementary rapper, I'm going to be like, wow, that's really good. But if I do know rap music and I know Jay-Z and all these other great rappers, then I'm going to be a little more discerning. And that's all I'm saying. Now, I don't know how much they know. If they're really getting into it over there, then that's another thing. But all right, here it is. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. The NFL is king in America, but why hasn't football caught on around the world? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on PrizePicks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Brought to you, as always, by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast, because some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery is available on more than 100,000 parts. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in on why has not football really caught the imaginations of fans around the world.
All right, let's kick it off with Kenny in Syracuse. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kenny?
Fellas, thanks for your award-winning work. Every
Thank
night.
You, brother.
Applaud.
Thank you, buddy.
Big fan. Watch a lot of the formats throughout Fox on TV also and the radio. So it's definitely a big deal for me. So I'm fully tuned in to you guys.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, this is my third time calling.
Yeah, because I remember you from Syracuse. We had talked about you guys having a team, the Nationals or something. Yeah.
We talk. So my thing is this. I worked with a guy who's from Eastern Europe, and on Sundays we would have to work sometimes, and I mean all of us on our shift would be amped up about the games all day, and he just did not buy into it. Then over time, I got to ask him, like, why, you know, and he was just like, it's so stupid. You know, it was like, it was bad, and it's expensive. He said, who wants to pay that money?
You mean to go to a game? That's why he thinks it's
the whole process is expensive.
Right.
Equipment, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's to them. I mean, it'll always be American. Now, I have one other question real quick about baseball. How come you guys do baseball so bad on all your shows? Oh, my God. Colin kills me with football so much. Can we talk about baseball?
We talk more baseball than any other national show.
For you guys to have a major league baseball contract like you do, I get tired of football sometimes, and I love sports. I'll hang up.
Kenny, can you check in to MLBBro.com? Listen to the podcast, which drops tomorrow. Inside the Parker, we do baseball. And you know what? I hear your complaint, but you can't bring that to the Odd Couple. Chris just said it. Without question, we do more baseball on national radio than any other show. Without question. Brian, in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's good, fellas, my man? First off, I want to say, number one, thank you for what y'all are doing. And number two, I could never get enough football, so I guess to each their
own. Right. Everybody's different.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's different, you know what I mean? But what I want to say, though, is football, I want to basically bring up, I think Sal Palantonio wrote a book called How Football Explains America. The paradigm of thought based around the football game itself was based around only U.S. paradigm of thinking. That's why you got the National Conference, you got the American Conference. And then all of the teams are based around what the U.S. stands for. He even explained how wide receivers
hold on. Baseball, you got – baseball was the same way. That's why it was our pastime. I mean, I
Understood.
Want you to explain it
baseball
more.
Baseball was first.
But I'm just saying,
Understood.
If it's that – go ahead. There's got to be more to it.
But see, is this like, okay, if you take it to, let's say, for instance, Ethiopia, like the last caller was talking about Eastern European not getting into football. Ethiopians, their entire national our economy is based around coffee and the marathon running for the Olympics. So they are so big on every 4 years making sure that they represent for the Olympics, because if they don't, they actually go hungry if they don't win. So,
but again, that doesn't explain baseball and basketball are doing fine overseas.
Right, but baseball and basketball themselves, they didn't always – so, like, with football itself, football was based around the military. Like, according to the book Sal Palantonio wrote – the football is based around specifically designed to be the American military. It's only supposed to stand for what the U.S. stands for. And so basketball was not like that, and baseball was not like that. And that's why you have baseball so big in Japan.
This is just Sal's take. This is not gospel.
Right, I understand.
I mean, can you give us some more reason? I mean, National American League, they got that in baseball.
Right.
I mean, all three sports were created in America. So I don't –
Right.
I want to hear, is the 11 on 11? Is the offense versus the defense?
Right. What is that?
Playing one way versus two way. Is that American? Like, I mean, I'm really asking.
Understood. But like, okay, if we go to soccer, like why soccer is so big, it's because soccer by design was always based around nation against nation. So when you have something that's set for a particular, like, myopic type of group and a myopic thought versus something that's based around world thought and world competition, then the world is going to be more in tune with the world competition. So it's not necessarily about the complexity of what football is, because a lot of
baseball and basketball have eclipsed that barrier.
If you go to Japan or Korea, Chris, they play baseball. Dominican Republic, all over the world, they play baseball just as big as they do. They love baseball.
And basketball in certain places.
And basketball's the same thing. Yeah,
I can't get with that. It'd be interesting to read it, but so far,
I think
I'm
that's
not
just,
buying that.
Right, I think that's just Sal's book. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. That was some theme he wanted to write about.
All right, let's squeeze in Matthew real quick in Winnipeg. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Matthew?
Chris, great Jonas Knox impression. Thank you for checking, what? Rob. Man. I can't stand when those two guys love each other, sniffing each other's butts for 3 hours
you.
Agreeing
Thank
and everything.
You. That's
what are you saying?
That's why
I love you, Rob. You're my guy,
so
but it's corny.
He butters wow. him anyway. Up and brown noses and
Thank you.
Puts him in footies.
Honestly, when it comes
and
to football, though.
Him and
yeah, I know it's bad. But when it comes
ahead,
to football,
Matthew.
I think it's nonsense. I think it's nonsense. I'll be a quick story. For the playoffs, I had a different date with a different woman for all four games. None of them watched a lick of football. By the first quarter, I explained, okay, these guys need to get the ball here. The big boys are going to stop them. I had my one girl laughing her butt off at Patrick Mahomes getting folded like a lawn chair in the Super Bowl. So I think it's crazy. You just need to sit down, learn the game, figure it out a little bit. It's daunting.
So you mean
rules,
when you say crazy and nonsense, you're saying why the Europeans haven't bought into it?
I agree, because it's elite athletes. I understand that looking at people scoring into a goal is easier and a lot simpler, and you can right. follow those players. But when it comes to football, the elite athleticism, the you know, just the play after play, everything is it's intense. And I understand it's expensive here. Hockey is king in Canada, but I don't know. I see a lot of people that love football here just as much, and we have our own league in Canada even.
But they don't. I don't.
Well,
how much do they pay attention to that league?
Because
that league is a little.
I
weird
think it's
with
pretty big
rules.
In Canada. I mean, but they obviously also pay attention to the NFL. And they know it's inferior. You know what I mean? Yeah, they know that it doesn't stack up. All right, we got our man TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver. We'll ask him this question as well, Rob. He joins us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We The Odd Couple coming to you live. From the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest is a former Pro Bowl wide receiver. Now he has come into broadcasting. It's been a few years now, but he is taking it by storm. He's now the co-host of Up On Game right here on Fox Sports Radio on Saturdays. Great show that he does with LeVar Arrington and Plaxico Burress, and you got to give it a listen.
Don't
it's
forget
our man,
podcast
TJ Houshmandzadeh. Well, he's got... Several. How many podcasts you got, Hoosh? Just one?
Nah, it's just Up On Game. When I do one, me and my guy, Rob Parker, we just do that during the fall for football
right.
season, the Lemon Pepper Parlay.
No doubt. And I told you already, TJ's unbelievable in picking games. I beat him a couple games, but he's unbelievable. And he picked the Super Bowl from
Why
day
you
one.
Why you
have to throw that in? Because he picked the Super Bowl from day one.
You don't give
both
me
teams.
That pro, those pro. I picked Tom Brady from day one to get to the Super Bowl. You didn't get
nah, he you didn't pick them to win. You picked Patrick Mahomes to win originally. He picked Tom Brady to win and the whole 9 year. I'm just saying from day one, Chris, he never altered. That's all. I'm giving him props.
I love Hoosh, so I'm with it. Yep. And so, Hoosh, we going to start here. We were just talking about why, you know, the NFL's got a couple games
going
in London
back to
again,
Europe
like
with that. Right.
Why our theories, we're trying to theorize on why the NFL has not succeeded mainly in Europe, but
right.
around
They've
the world.
A
like
couple of failed
basketball's
league,
gotten big. Right. Yeah, baseball's gotten big. And I'm personally looking at it not just from a viewer standpoint, like fans going to the games, but also like playing leagues, playing sport, you know, young kids starting youth leagues in London and Europe for football. Why do you think it hasn't caught on in these other countries like basketball and baseball?
The key is, number one, the quality of coaching wouldn't be there. Which coach from Europe can really explain and teach, not teach the game the correct way. And we're not talking – so when you talk basketball, you can get a couple good coaches, and they can really teach guys because we're going to dribble, we're going to cut, we're going to play defense. When you're talking football, you need more than one or two coaches because yep. you need technique for the offensive line. You need overall understanding of the quarterback position, the receiver position. Everybody's position is so specific that – if you don't have those type of coaches, you might have
Great
one or two
point.
Positions doing really well, and the other two just struggle. So if they want to increase that, the NFL probably would need to send a group of former players out there for a period of time to make sure they're teaching the kids and the coaches of how to explain and teach the game of football.
I think that's a great point, right? That's kind of – I mean, I don't know if Rob agrees with me, but – I was saying that. You said it better than me. I was saying football is more complicated and complex than basketball and baseball and certainly soccer.
But
and
I
agree with everything you said.
But TJ, I also said that the NFL is selling an also-ran product when they send. Look at the four teams they're sending over to Europe. Dallas hasn't gone over there. None of the marquee teams. It's always who's going to – it's the Jets, the Jaguars. It's four teams. Miami's the best of the four, but they didn't make the playoffs. So also, you know, I get it. They want to kind of get into the market, but they're not sending the best of the best over there as well. I think that hurts as well.
But when you don't have marquee names and marquee players, fingers crossed now, they're hoping with Jacksonville being a team that is a regular playing in Europe, with Trevor Lawrence being the first pick, one of the most high-profile college football players in however many years, that could possibly change moving forward. But also, a lot of teams and players, they don't want to go play. They don't want to go play in London. That's one, it's a long trip.
Yeah,
you're away from your family, and regardless of how long the trip is, when you come back, it's not like they're giving you the week off.
Right,
you still got to
right.
go practice. You
it's a long trip, right?
Hours you're thrown off, right? Your time.
Yeah, you'll
time
get a bye
difference.
Week. You'll get a bye week when you come back, but the way the coaches are, they're gonna make you're gonna practice, and so you don't want to go.
Yeah, that makes sense. Speaking of Jacksonville, what do you have a problem with the Tim Tebow situation? I mean, I don't think it's not an official signing yet as far as him making the team, but them signing him and giving him a trial. Do you have a problem with that?
Wow, do I have a problem with it? I would probably say yes and no. I don't have a problem with you can do whatever you want to do. It's your team, your organization. The problem is, Tim Tebow is taking an opportunity away from a player that's earned it, that deserves it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's the biggest thing. But life isn't fair. Life is – we live in a world of have and have nots. And
right.
Tebow has built up a relationship with Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is doing him a solid. Urban Meyer is not the first guy to help someone out and put him in position that they probably don't deserve, and he won't be the last. This happens all the time. But because it's Tim Tebow, and he hasn't – Tim Tebow last game was pretty much my last game. and he's playing a position he's never played.
Right.
And they're saying, oh, we're bringing him in for leadership. Well, if they're bringing him in for leadership, what they need to do then is make sure the tight ends and quarterbacks meet together, because their leadership is not going to happen. Trevor Lawrence will not get much from Tebow if they're in separate meeting rooms. So they better merge those two meeting rooms together. I just gave y'all an idea, Jacksonville. And so I don't have a problem with it. But this goes on, and it's not just football. It's in all walks of life. It's who you know. And if I was in a position of power, would I help a buddy out, a friend out, a family member out? And they were somewhat qualified, but there were other that were more qualified. I probably would.
Let me say this, though. Let me say this, though, TJ, and I hear what you're saying, and I get it. But also, you know, this isn't college, and you got to be careful with the locker room and people looking. Is Tim Tebow a spy for Urban Meyer? Did Urban Meyer made a misstep when he hired that guy? What was his name? Chris Doyle. Strength and conditioning coach who had the racial issues. Where is he? At Iowa or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, and now here he is bringing in a 34-year, he'll be 34 in August, 34-year-old who's never played the position, 34, not 24, right, and just out of college, and he's making a position change. Can people start to look and go, like, especially if you get off to a bad start, you know, like look at Urban Meyer and go, what is this guy doing?
Let's put this in context, when and if he gets signed, if and when, he's one of 90. Let's talk in September now if he makes a team. Now he's one of 53. Now we might have a problem. As far as the locker room, one of 90, guys know how Tebow gets down. He seems to be a great human being, a great person. They're going to tread lightly when they're around Tebow anyway, regardless if he's the if he's going to be a saboteur, he's going to be the snitch, so to speak.
Right.
They're going to tread lightly because they know how he is. That's not – Tebow comes off as being – everybody knows Tim Tebow. Great teammate, great leader, going to get you fired up, blah, 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 this and that. They're not going to do those types of things around Tebow. Will Tebow make the 53-man roster? I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously. But 1-90, I don't have a problem with it, with the exception of there's a kid, and we don't know who this kid is, that deserves and has earned this opportunity, and he's not going to get it. But nepotism happens all the time. This is not the first time.
TJ, we got about 30 seconds for this last answer. Fans are going gaga over schedule release day, which is tonight. When you played, did you care at all about schedule release day? And if so, what did you look
for? See, he's laughing. He's laughing.
Like, did it matter to you? Like,
hey, no lie. I'm going to be honest with you. I just looked at the games in December and see who we were playing in the cold weather. Swear. Promise you.
Right. I believe it.
That's all I cared about. Like, please, let us get Cleveland in Cleveland early. Let us get Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh early. If we got Green Bay, let's get them early. Chicago, give them to us early. That's all I looked at. That's it. I didn't care.
Obviously players are different here and there, but are players into it like the fans are?
No, I mean, if when you know you have a good team, okay, let me take this back, Chris. You look at what I said and you want to see the primetime games and who you playing. I would say that Monday night, who we got on Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday, we play the Bengals, we get one primetime game, you pissed. And so you look at the primetime games, the matchups, which team has the good corners. Yeah, you do look at it somewhat, but it's really more for the fans, to be honest with you.
That is our man, TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver.
Always
yes,
honest.
Great stuff, brother. And you can catch him Up on Game Saturdays right here on Fox Sports Radio. Great stuff as always, brother.
Man, y'all keep on knocking it out the park, man. Take care, fellas.
You too, man. Thanks. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like this is the theme song for the Brooklyn Nets tonight. James Harden has returned, and he is on the floor right now with Kevin Durant. Now, they're in a battle. They're up 39-34.
Has the worm turned? It's Kyrie's out, though, right?
Kyrie is out. Yeah. Kyrie is out. So, but luckily, it seems like it's not a serious injury, just a bone bruise on his face. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic technically is about sports, but because it's so juicy, we decided to do it anyway. Now, I don't know if you remember, but last May, Brett Favre was outed as receiving $1.1 million in Mississippi welfare funds for work he did not do, appearances he did not make, things of that nature. He said, I'm going to pay it back. I'm a man of integrity. Well, as of Tuesday this week, he hadn't paid back $600,000. He only paid about half of it. Here's the question, very easy. Your thoughts on Brett Favre stiffing the state of Mississippi, Rob Parker?
He should be in jail as we speak, plain and simple. Well, I don't know. How could you bilk out a state that kind of money, Chris?
His
and
state,
say,
right?
And his state. He's from Mississippi. And act like, you know, well, I'll pay you when I pay you. You think that would go over if that was Chris Broussard? And he was stiff in the state of Louisiana?
Absolutely not.
No. That's to steal that amount of money, Chris, without putting in the work.
And that's what he did.
That's what it was.
Yes.
And no charges were filed against him, Chris.
Right.
Zero. Zero charges.
Absolutely. Rob, Brett Favre made $141.4 million in his career.
And even if he only took home half of that, that's still $70 million, Chris.
Right, right. And you bilked your home state out of $1.1 million for work you did not do. Sounds like a crime. And I'm not sitting here beating the drum for him to be in prison, but he really should pay the money back and then be happy you aren't in jail.
Right.
That's really what it should be like. Write the check now, $600,000, get it over with, and thank God that you didn't have to go behind bars.
You know how
because
ironic
that's
this is,
a
Chris?
Crime, Rob.
But what's ironic, and I don't know what his political affiliation or any of that, I'm not getting into that. But then there are a lot of people out there who be like, they don't deserve no welfare money. They don't work. They shouldn't get any help.
Absolutely.
And Brett Favre took $1.1 million, Chris, and guess what? He didn't work. He didn't earn it.
Absolutely.
Isn't that ironic?
Bro.
I think that's ironic.
Remember the story? And I think they did a documentary on it recently. I didn't see it. I do want to see it. But about the Hollywood wives or stars who had this big scam going where they were getting into these schools that their kids didn't deserve to get into them.
Right.
And you saw that. You remember, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
the big private, the universities and even maybe the private prep schools. Rob G, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chris, you talking about
some favorite
USC
actresses.
And all that?
Yeah, USC and all that. Same thing. I mean, you got every advantage. You can send your kids to the best schools, get the best tutoring, and you got to get another advantage? It's ridiculous, man. And then they're going to get mad at the kids, you know, in the hood who don't have access to those types of educations and stuff. So,
criminal.
Yeah, man, it's terrible. And again, I don't want to see Brett Favre in jail. But I'm just saying, pay the money back.
Chris, he promised to pay it back like a year. Rob G, was it a year ago? And he didn't.
It was last May, Rob.
Last May, Chris? Like, where's the check?
It's just ridiculous, man. It is absolutely ridiculous. And neither I nor Jonas Knox is laughing at this. All right, couple, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.